So we didn't work Sun City, like the average artist that were coming over there.
Okay.
But the fact that we stood up, and Buck stood up, and we refused. And we had the first time they had Indian, colored, black, white, mm-hmm. as you know, the classifications yes. of the yes. variation. Mm-hmm. First time, so that was a proud moment.
That's wonderful. Now, in this country, you may have missed this, but did you have any problems or experiences with a black group making a song and then a record company having a white group record that same song?
You know, I saw it happen with Pat Boone, and he was the main one. We never had that problem. A lot of people recorded some Buck songs all over the world. They didn't care because Pat had already made their million sellers on them. Mm-hmm. And it was an honor to him to read, like Only You was done 13 times. Even one of the Beatles did it, and, you know, Johnny Mathis did it. You know, so that's an honor to have your song to record it 13 times by different artists. But no, we never personally went through that. But it was an insult that our guys are thinking that they made it, and that's the way it was,
yeah.
you know. And it was worse than that in my folks today, you know, like things, conditions. He and my uncle, he was left traveling with Lionel, had to walk in the back door of some hotel. He was light complected. He put a turban on and walked through the front door with his little accent, and he had room. He could eat in the restaurant, and he would just use what he had to, because he didn't want to. It was demeaning. He's from California. It was demeaning, and he was tired of being treated like that. A lot of the guys didn't, you know, kind of came down on it for being there to pass a little bit. But I mean, he was about my complexion. He wasn't a white man. But he says, I'm going with the Arab thing. Because, you know, they let these Arabs eat.